We'll begin as usual in English on page 2 with the Heart Sutra, and then on page 12 we'll do the mandala offering, and then the refuge prayer on page 22. Thus I have heard, at one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, the Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. And then through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should this family of the lineage trained wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance and so on until no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyanta om gate gate para gate para sam gate gopi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said to the noble, but he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One has said this, the Venerable Shariputra Putra and Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the entire gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One. Om Denza Pumi Avum Wanchen Senji Saye Om Denza Avum Wanchen Saye Om Ma,
So today I think it is good to speak about taking refuge in St. John's, which is the gateway to becoming oneself as a practitioner of the Buddha Dharma. So here the most of you actually familiar with taking refuge in three jewels, but still there's no harm going through this practice of taking refuge in three jewels, instructions for the taking refuge in three jewels, and over again, which will, you know, help you to enhance or reinforce your practice of taking refuge in three jewels. Because the practice of taking refuge in three jewels is the main door or the entrance where you become a practitioner of the Buddha Dharma.
Well, Ni dungi, the Lamala chose the chin, keep it tongue on Zuluba, Chisun, Tan Daja Temba, Zu Daja Temba, and then on the cheek again to Langa, think instant of the Tedua, Lamala chose the chins. Sangila chose the chins, in a Lama Sangi, the Chigas and degree, Nigumari, Sangila chose the chins. Oh, the Lama Sangi, Sangi, the Kariki, where is no Daja Temba, Sangi, and those chini. Yes, again, on the quality tobacco land about this. Oh, Sanji getting you in a control soon to my damn. Sanji like a chance. I know my son, and Chula chose a chance, and that two number the control soon on the chicken to the rib. The chicken to the canaries and a chicken to them. Oh, Tuni to be hero day. Tuni to Major Tuni Tunis and Chitanji Rang, no matter about talking it. Tuni to be. No, 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 Lama dang Sangi Chikuji dan Goden dia dijo Chikuji dan ni. Neng Goden kunci de kariri, kunci sungguh nana. Goden kunci dengan tu, si Chikuji pun tak dosa nana. Jadi mimpi tak sah sah dapat si korang lepas si mimpi tak sah sah dapat si susuk ngan si cuci hingi nana. Pasu robot demi apa dapat si dan dengan dengan kita nana. Kau kita terasan dengan dapat si mimpi tak sah dapat si apa ni robot tu cian dan cuna. Susuk yang terjadi si. Jalan Kazri, oh, Janaku and the Chai and Gai Visit. I've controls on the Lama Jose, Sangi, and Chula Jose, and then I chose a chain, keep your control soon there. What the Najee? Not let the kitchen general.
So, when we speak about taking refuge in individuals, it is important to ensure that once practice of taking refuge in schedules is done on the basis of completing two causes. There should be a causes that leads oneself to taking refuge in oneself to become to take refuge in schedules. So there are two causes. So one is to proper understanding of the suffering of cyclic existence, particularly suffering of cyclic existence in general, and the suffering of law realms in particular. And one must first understand those sufferings. Now, when we speak about the sufferings, it is not just you, reflect your mind upon the suffering, but rather you think about how terrible it would be if you yourself is undergo suffering of those law realms, such as hell realms, animal realms, or preta realms, and so on. If you look at the text, Lamrim text, explains very clearly about the nature of suffering that is experienced by the beings who have taken rebirth within the law realms. And and try to, at least have some kind of feeling within yourself and think about, how much suffering that we may undergo if we really take a rebirth in the one of the hell realms, particularly in the heat hell realms or the cold hell realms. It is said that the if you have taken refuge in the cold hell realms, it is just, you know, unbelievably the cold. It is, it actually, you know, causes your body to scratch and your body to actually, you know, split into a pieces like a lettuce because of the coldness of. So think about, you know, all this nature of the sufferings within the law realms. And so you, one must generate a genuine wish to not to really take rebirth within these law realms and undergo sufferings. And not only that, if you look at the animal realms, if you were to take a rebirth within the animal realms, how much sufferings the animal will undergo. Whether it is the wild animal or speaking of even the domestic animals, they would, you know, unexpressible sufferings is experienced by even within the animal realms. So not only just you think about those sufferings, but try your best to actually, you know, to place yourself or exchange yourself with those beings. If, in other words, if you were thinking about, imagine that if I were to undergo this kind of suffering, how terrible it would be. And this is the kind of feeling that we need to have. If you have this kind of feeling within you, then you have a strong you know, repulsion against this suffering nature of cyclic existence, which enables you to generate a strong wish to free yourself from this suffering nature of cyclic existence. And so now, if this is the case, and how can we really get rid of, how can we really be able to free ourselves? You know, we have, we all have a, you know, a genuine wish to actually free from that kind of sufferings. If you really come to understand the suffering nature of cyclic existence, then you have a genuine wish to free yourself from the cyclic existence. So this, again, that free from suffering cyclic existence cannot come into being from nowhere. It has its own causes and conditions. Therefore, one need to understand the object of, you know, three jewels, object of refuge, in other words, or the three jewel has a power power to actually protect protect us from this suffering nature of cyclic existence. So therefore, when you look at this, when you understand, you know, when you really deepen insight into the nature of suffering, nature of cyclic existence, and you wish to free yourself from some cyclic existence, and seeing that three jewels has the power to protect you from this, from those sufferings, and this is the cause that leads oneself to take refuge in three jewels. So therefore, then the three jewels taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Sometimes you find in this, taking refuge in Guru, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So actually, the Guru and the Buddha are inseparable. So it is. Without seeing a guru, one could say that I take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. There's no, it is not incomplete, you know, of taking refuge in three jewels.
Tā lādēng hīvī cītikī kādikatirēsā nā Tang Anzu Chin Han Dachi Padro Ranega Julu Noti Nambasan Yudon, the Ranega Julu Nemu, Tahan Dachi Padro Nazu, Kulitinik Nemu, Tison Degi, and then Anzu Chizaning Anzu Dajatiman Sanji. I was like, And she yelled, Tame, we can double G, Toma Maripa singing the Tanagin. And then the lady Toma Maripa, the Nandu Kuala, could with Toma Maripa as a hunt, Aji Patron, and the Ching Lieutenant de Lengue, and the Dubutin, and Lieutenant de Lengue, and Toma Maripa, say, Lord, take a change in, and then other Lieutenant de Len, Lieutenant de Nature, Dunichi, Mado, Dawa, and you Nego, Nego, the Nature, but all the Nature again. Toma Maripa singing the easy. Toma Maripa the Chisan, Nabasanji Mabazuja undo, and a quick and a quick Mabazujan do a queer load of loparis. A queer carried the Nanzuso there, wrong wind to Bajin Zenere, eh? Queer wrong in the Tuban Zamba Naki, Jesus wrong in the Tuba Mari, Madruparis, queer load of Jomaris. Is that the queer wrong in the Madrupa tone, and a queer Mabazujan do the Toma Maripa, so what telly? That the name about the Suze of it is in the Kugu, Sosun Jan, like he ran to Jan, like he. My but talking and Totala, and to need to be lost, he can in the tongue is hungry, Lori.
So, speaking about the object of refuge, three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, take refuge in Buddha. Buddha, who actually teaches us, and the teacher who teaches us how to embark upon a right path, and then the teachings of the Buddha is said to be the Dharma, which enables you to eliminate all those mental afflictions, or the delusions. And the Sangha, the community, who assists you on the path, on the process of, path to state of enlightenment. So those are the three refuges. So the actual, out of those three, the actual refuge is the Dharma. So actual refuge, Dharma here really refers to the actual Dharma here refers to the path leading to cessation and the cessation. Those two are the actual Dharma. So, and it is, this is also known as actual refuge. Why this is called actual refuge is, let's take an example of the patient who actually, who is actually seeking a treatment, and someone who is suffering from certain, illnesses, and who is seeking a treatment, and the physician will prescribe, physician will diagnose your illnesses and identify what kind of illnesses that you have. And having identified that, then the physician will actually prescribe the medication that needs to be taken as an antidote to your illnesses. And and to do that, then you need to have a, if one is to, you know, admit to the hospital, then you need someone to assist you. So this is analogous to the Sangha community or the Sangha, taking refuge in Sangha. So if you look at this three, the main antidote of your illnesses is the medication, the medicine that is prescribed by the physicians. And similarly, the main antidote towards one's own mental affliction is the teachings of the Buddha, Dharma. It is by taking the medicine of Dharma, one is able to then eliminate this negative states of thoughts, minds, or emotions. And it is through this one will be able to to free oneself, in other words, to free oneself from cyclic existence or the samsara. Because we are revolving within this samsaric existence uncontrollably by delusions and karma. And the delusion here mainly refers to the marikpa, which is abhinya, or ignorance. Ignorance, particularly ignorance pertaining to actual nature of reality, or the self or I. So that is the main, the root cause of all those sufferings. That is the root cause of all those mental afflictions. Once you have this ignorance within you, and this gives rise to all kind of negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger, hatred, jealousy, sense of competitiveness, and so on and so forth. And those are, once you have, your mind is completely, overpowered by those kind of negative thoughts and emotions, then, and whatever the actions followed by these negative thoughts and emotions will become a non-virtuous actions, which enables one to accumulate negative karma that leads, that which then perpetuate oneself to taking rebirth within the samsaric existence. So therefore, once main purpose of taking refuge in individuals is to tackle our negative state of mind. It is because of this negative state of mind that prevents us from accomplishment of happiness or the achievement of happiness. Because we have an inherent desire to be happy. Yet at the same time, we are always ended up with suffering. So, why this is happening is because of this negative state of mind. You long to achieve happiness, yet at the same time, you accumulate more causes that leads to suffering. So your desire and your actions are completely contradictory. So that's why we're unable to achieve the happiness that we have been seeking for from the beginning this time.
Tell singing, very good, I hear them. And Maripan and Jetang and the King, Lord Tony to be loading it at low, and tell a cool Nabazoala, Toma Maripadillo, Nabazoal Tony to be Hiro de la Prode, Projigo, and to the carriers in Engine, the Samba, the Qualling, and Punjing Engineson. And under the Zupon de Law, and Naji Yuri, Taji Yuri, Kaji Yuri, and then under Chi Kazi Chen and Telpan. Andal do dupuna ting that and thing is had the pumbo and then I did the bazook do some pumbo the lunch you can think and toma tuned the dang tuned the hero at the Toma Maripading is had the Toma Maripadan tuned the blood the get and the dangers and get a teller clothing and jung and samba at the qualling upon you and jung and jungs and under zupun the lunch and get the. Nanganda Naji Yuri, Taji Yuri, Zupo de Nesa Terry. The cool Naj, Yanji, one of the Dunu, the only good old, and they Zupo de Lingin, Banju, Bingin, he will take it. That don't need to be hero de la Sensona, and another quality with tapas and dosage, started the next dosage.
So having identified the suffering nature of cyclic existence. So here again, not only just you, just by wishing yourself to free from suffering, alone will actually not lead oneself to, not actually free oneself from suffering of nature of cyclic existence. In order to generate a genuine sense of, genuine wish to free oneself from cyclic existence, as we mentioned earlier, that one needs to understand the actual suffering, the suffering nature of cyclic existence, particularly of the lower realms. And then think about, we as a human beings are comparatively said to be a better, we have gained a better, we are in a better realms. In other words, we are in a fortunate realms. Even then, we are completely tormented by the sufferings. Whether one agrees that we are undergoing suffering or not, in reality, we are all under the domination of sufferings, under the domination of negative thoughts and emotions, period. So once you are completely under the domination of this negative state of thoughts and emotions, there's no room for happiness. There's no room for genuine happiness. You may consider that when you have some kind of physical comfort and temporarily sort of mental ease or the peace, one may consider this as something that is happiness. But according to the Dharma, those are what we call suffering of change. Regardless of what kind of happiness that we may have, so long as you're unable to free yourself, you're unable to eliminate negative thoughts and emotions, you're unable to, uproot negative thoughts and emotions from your mental, from your, mind stream, we will never have actual happiness or peace. So therefore, one need to understand the suffering nature of cyclic existence, and once you are able to deepen yourself into the suffering nature of cyclic existence, then naturally you will have a genuine wish to free from suffering nature of cyclic existence. You will be able to repulse this suffering nature of cyclic existence. And once you have this, and then it is said to be, it is said that you have cultivated what we call the renunciations. So once, then the renunciation alone is not adequate to free yourself from suffering. So you, and then once you are actually have a genuine wish to free from, now how can we really then really free? How can we really gain freedom from this suffering? Then when you ask these questions, then the, you know, understanding the ultimate nature of reality comes the next. So there are the sequence. You know, first one generates the name of renunciation, which is complete repulsion against secular existence. And then this will lead oneself to understand actual nature of reality, because all the sufferings or the cause of secular existence is marikba, or the ignorance. So in order to eliminate the ignorance, one need to understand the actual nature of reality, because ignorance mainly refers to the ignorance pertaining to the phenomena, the reality of phenomena. So it is therefore, if one is able to look inward and see one's own mind, and how much, you know, the suffering that we are really undergoing is because of our own delusions. Because normally the problem with us is we are not really looking at our own mind. And when we undergo certain sufferings or something that's encounters, you know, unfavorable, you know, circumstances or the negative circumstances, we tend to blame elsewhere. Not really, we are not even attempting to see what's really going on with your own mind. So that actually, really, you know, this this kind of, you know, thoughts or emotions really, you know, blinded us from the beginning this time. So that's why we, when we go through sufferings, and we are, we have a tendency to point at elsewhere and not really looking at looking within yourself. In reality, the ultimate enemy of oneself, it exists within us all the time. That is, you know, if you really carefully look at ourselves, and if you really contemplate, you'll be able to see the ultimate enemy is taking root. It is actually residing within the center of your heart. So this is mainly refers to the self-cherishing mind. The self-cherishing mind is the ultimate enemy of all of us, which is within us, you know, for 24 hours of time. Normally, we consider someone whom we dislike, someone whom we, you know, who actually, you know, talks bad things about yourself, or someone who is trying to, you know, break your repetitions, or, you know, defame you and so on, considered to be a one's own enemy. But those enemies, those external enemies, have no time to engage in this project of harming you for the 24 hours of time. But this inner enemy, which is self-cherishing mind, has no other functions to harm you, bringing about harm upon yourself. So therefore, with this understanding, then if you're able to, if you're able to understand the root cause of suffering, or the ultimate enemy is within us, then you always have a, you know, a genuine wish to look for, you know, actually to tackle this enemy. So to, and in order to tackle this enemy, then one need to we think about, you know, generating understanding ultimate nature of reality. What is the reality? How things really are? And with this, then, when this understanding of actual nature of reality is conjoined with what we call the bodhicitta, will then become a complete cause for gaining state of enlightenment.
Tā kuāli tāpā sātā tāndā ngāntō kī jāngshū kī sēng mātō kūnglō, nā rāngyāng kī jī tōmā mārī pā sēngi tē mē pā zō nī, nā kuāli tē pī tāpā tō kūrī, kuāli tē pī tāpā sēngi. Nā kuāli tē pī tāpā tē tō tē nā rāngi, kūyī kī dūngi nū mō kī pā tēndā rī, tē rūwā nā sēng tāndā sāngi kī tēndā rūwā. Nā tēndā yīn tī rī zē nā ngāntō kī jī rūwā rū sē jīng tāng jī tē rāngi pā nā kī tōng ālā, And Ali, what is sitting, Taji, Jeton, Yuriting, Yina, Rangi, Kanala, Nagin, Dinding, and about the letter took on a rangi done about the Sukangala chin, Tambuni, until Jujutoni. And Rangi sent the Pama the Chiba, Mabaj Zotuachi, taking the Mariki Hiratas.
So then, speaking about Bodhicitta, so first of all, think about that. It is not really adequate or the sufficient to free oneself from cyclic existence. So just as we ourselves wish to free from cyclic existence and cyclic existence, so too may all other beings have strong wish to free from sufferings, though they may not look at the, you know, nature, understand the suffering nature of cyclic existence, but as if beings, sentient beings, entire sentient beings, unenlightened beings, have a natural desire to overcome suffering and achieve happiness. So in order to do that, you know, so therefore, by understanding this, then think about all other beings, just as I myself, you know, desire to overcome suffering and achieve happiness. So too, all other beings, sentient beings, have the same wish to overcome suffering and achieve happiness. So therefore, it is not only, not wise for me to actually engage in practice or engage in actions that really leads myself to, freedom from samsara or free from suffering, but rather need to engage in the actions that really enables entire sentient beings to free from sufferings. So when you have this kind of wish within you, then generating a great compassion towards all other beings by understanding their selves, by reflecting your mind upon the suffering nature of entire sentient beings and having a wish to free from that sufferings. So therefore, in order to free all the sentient beings from sacral native sacral existence by myself, by me, so I must gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. So this is how the sequence of those paths, the sequence of those paths, first renunciations will be then understanding actual nature of reality, then this understanding of actual nature of reality is conjoined with the practice of bodhicitta, will then become a complete, you know, causes and condition for achieving state of enlightenment. So, to become oneself as the practitioner of the Mahayana Buddha Dharma, one need to not only to understand what is meant by bodhicitta, but one need to at least have a genuine wish to achieve this bodhicitta. So, in order to do that, in order to understand bodhicitta, one needs to understand entire sentient beings has been once on parents in the past, particularly mother in the past. So for that, you need to think about the beginningless of your life. So when without having a without a having a reflection upon the beginningless of one's life, it is not possible for one to actually understand as an entire sentient being as one's own mother. So therefore, first of all, one need to think about one's life, because according to the teachings of the Buddha, the one's life is said to be the beginningless. There's no, it is not possible for us to actually find the beginning of our life. We can't really pinpoint that is the beginning of our life. So, since our life is beginning, beginningless, we can't really, you know, talk about, you know, how many times that we have taken rebirth. It is beyond our thoughts, beyond our conceptions. And billions of, you know, times that we have taken rebirth in a many different form, many different, realms, and which all requires parents. So if you think about those reasoning, the lines of those reasonings will really let you understand there's no such, even a single sentient being who had not been once a mother. Once you are able to generate this kind of positive thoughts, virtuous thought within you, will then enables you to, remembering their kindness. Because just as our, you know, the present or the current parents are kind to ourselves, so too all other parents in the past have been the same. So when you have this kind of mental, you know, quality within you, will then lead yourself to, you know, not only just you're remembering the kindness of those mother beings, but you have it. You will have a genuine wish to actually repay their kindness. when you have this, you know, when you are able to generate this, repaying their kindness, which then leads oneself to generate unconditional love for all sentient beings, then compassion. Then this will lead to oneself to the what we call the resolute intention. Not only just you have a wish to free all sentient beings from cyclical existence, but you yourself will take the responsibility to free all other sentient beings. That's what we call the resolute intention. And then very, you know, next moment of this resolute intention, the second moment, you'll be able to generate complete bodhicitta.
ཁོ་དང་ན་དེ་ལས་ཚོང་ལ་ཁོ་ཚོ་ད་དོ་ནི་ཏོ་ནི་ཏོ་གི་ཏོ་ནི་ཏོ་གི་ལ་ན་ཏོ་པ་སེན་ནི་རང་གི་ཧང་ཁེན་གི་དང་དེ་ནི་ཕ་ཏོ་ཆན་ན་མ་ཏོ་ང་དེ་མི་གི་ཕི་གི་ལ་གི་ཏོ་ན་གི་ཏོ་ཐུ་གི་ཡོ་མ་རེ་ན་དོ་དེ་ཅིན་ན་ཚོང་ལ་ཅི་ཨན་ཚོང་ལ་ཡ་ཡོང་ལ་སེན་གི་དང་ཕ་ཨོ་དེ་ནི་ཕ་ཅིན་ཡ་ཏོ་ནི་ནུ་སུ་དོ་མ་ ཁྱི ཕྱད མ རེད དུང ལ སེམས ནས ཁ རེད དུང ནས ཧ ལོ དེང ཅི དང དེ ནས དོ གོ ཤུ གོ དེང ཅི དང མ རེད དུང ནས ཐུང ལ སེམས ནས ཁ རེད དུང ནས ཧ ལོ དེང ཅི དང དེ ནས དོ གོ ཤུ གོ དེང ཅི དང མ རེད དུང ནས ཐུང ལ སེམས ནས ཕ་པི ལ ཡིན ཞིག དེ ཕ་པི ལ ཡོང ལ ཨོ དེ ནས དུང ནས དོ བི ལོ དེ པ དང པོ ཅུ དེང ཅི དང ཧ རེད དེ ཨ ནས དོ ཨ དེ ཇོ ལ ནས དོ དོ ཚོ ལ ཅི ཚོ ལ ནས ཇོ ལ ནས དོ ཨ ཇ na hi ji thon ni gre won de ti yin thon la pa che ma la se ti ni thon di nyu mo de la ti ke na de tharo ni chi ne ne ki ji ra pa de ge ngue ne de ji tu nu gre den je ko ta de lo thong thong ji.
So this is how, you know, the spiritual path are all, you know, as in a proper sequence. You know, how one can really transcend from one spiritual path, how to another spiritual as you develop your, you know, practices. so once you are, you know, once you are able to accomplish this genuine bodhicitta, at the moment that you generate this bodhicitta within you, and you are said to be on the path of accumulations, the Mahayana path of accumulations. So then once you are, you know, on this accumulation of path, once you have completed your accumulation of the path, on the spiritual path of accumulation, will then lead oneself to the the path of preparation. And once you have completed the path of preparation, then this will lead oneself to the path of seeing, which one then becomes a Arya beings. One belongs to what the superior beings, in other words. It's also called noble, it's also translated in English as a noble beings. In Sanskrit, it's Arya, which is supreme being, in other words. So it is through accomplishment of this path of seeing, we'll then be able to really tackle directly to our negative states of mind, particularly of Dzogchen, which means the grasping of true existence.
Oh, then that day, then I just that day, I just heard that he came by. Say, "Sang Jiwa la," then the Chenju Namu de la, that Jibasna Namu de la. Taro ni che ni rapa de tanda lang liyan do chunga ni tunglang toba tang rapa de len de kunta de kunta ni chi ni kunta no kandu ge. Ta tini onya sang jiwa la ane heji de la taro kunji ke wanyi taro goze che heji shi wa. Ha.
Ta su li su kena.
De. どういうしもだよ。ああ、簡単だな。で。
So now here, transforming or the taming one's mind is all about practicing the Buddha Dhamma. This is the essence of the practice of the Buddha Dhamma. And so it is not very easy to actually tame our mind because of our long-term habituation with these negative thoughts and emotions. Just as we talked about our life is beginningless, so too from the beginningless time up until now, those negative state of mind has within us all the time. It followed us. And we actually naively embraced those negative thoughts and emotions within us. We didn't even try ourselves. We are not even attempting to try to suppress even the gross level of negative thoughts and emotions. In fact, we embrace this negative thoughts and emotions, and we enhance them and develop furthermore voluntarily. That is why unending suffering is always followed. So, for instance, you know, if we have generated some kind of, you know, anger or hatred within us, we enhance that kind of, that's this state of negative thoughts by contemplating more on that and making a story out of it. Let's not really try to, you know, instead of, you know, try to suppress or instead of trying to overcome this negative state of mind. This is what we call the troublemaker. So the troublemaker is actually within us, not really from elsewhere. So if one is able to tame one's mind, and one is able to suppress these negative thoughts or emotions as soon as they arise within our thoughts and within our mind, then you're you know, the calmness of your mind will reside within your hearts, which in turn one will be always a happy one in a state of happiness.
Taya kwale tabi taba tozi de la ta yin tiba chimbu tang, tiba chungu ji jim, tiba chimbu ki cha kini ri. Taya tiba chungu tang tanga tezi sanji yi jo chwa jin. Nand kwale tabi taba zin luwa dhru sijin tang ji, sanji dikin luwa dhru sijin tang ji kisi tezi ni kengi sanji da chungu bu yori. Tata tiba mianba tesa ge rane ya kwale tabi taba. Rane kwale tabi taba to ala Tanda nomu de la hidi de nedi ni chide, nedi de pande, ne? Tanda nedi singa de tanda na to tende kual na ne nata na tega na jekanga de nedi de kini kiri de kiki samari, nomu de. And then tene nedi de nomu nedi de la chenta ni ya tumba nungosu to tiba simulu to jim. ตําแหน่งที่ว่าชิมลุโดจตุนิงงุสตุสนันติกตุนิงงุสตุโตเป็นลอดละจองจุกเซงเซนะยาควอลิตี้ไปตับดาจองจุกเซงมาเซนปิตุนิงงุสตุบลอดเดเกอันนี้ปาปานอันนี้ที่ดาจองเซงเตนะจิยาทอจิจิยอเรดาจองเซตางาเดเจกานาจิกนาวาซอเนวาดวาตนะยงจิยอมาริควอลิตี้ไปตับดาทอบาริอันนี้ซองจินากิชิตองจิงงุสตุโตเนนี่
So, here, you know, when we speak about taming our mind, one need to begin with identifying the gross level of negative states of mind, such as anger, hatred, jealousy. So if you really think very carefully, as soon as all this kind of thoughts, you know, resides within our mind, negative thoughts exist within our mind, it really affects within, cause all kind of unhappiness. It actually interrupts very calmness of your mind. So therefore it is called Kalesha, or the Nyonmong in Tibetan, which roughly translated in English as a delusion or the mental afflictions. And so the very connotation of Nyonmong is that affects within us. It is which at the moment that arises within our thoughts and emotions, it actually causes distraction and unhappiness. So this is the connotation of what is meant by nyamong, or the delusion, and it translated in English as a delusion. So why this is happening is because those negative state of mind, particularly the anger and so on and so forth, and it is completely distorted thoughts. When you generated the anger within you, you look at a person or the object, whichever that become a cause for your anger, the way you look at that particular object is beyond how the object is. That's why it is called distorted thoughts. And we are following the distorted thoughts. If you keep following the wrong thoughts or the distorted thoughts, we'll never reach to the proper destinations. Otherwise, it will always lead oneself to the sufferings. Therefore, right from the beginning, one need to identify the gross level of negative states of mind. And by suppressing and eliminating those gross level of mind, then one will be able to tackle the subtle level of negative states of mind. So this is all those paths that we talked about earlier, path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of, seeing and so on. As a sequence, all those paths are actually serves as an antidote towards all those negative states of mind. So therefore, you need to think about, one need to, when you take refuge in rituals, first of all, one need to make sure one understand what is meant by rituals, why we take refuge in rituals, and who those objects of refuge are, and what those objects of refuge are, and why you are really taking refuge in those rituals. And once you are able to take refuge in rituals, diligently and properly, then one is entered into the path of Buddhist practitioner, in other words, Dharma practice. One is actually entered into the Dharma practice, and one becomes a practitioner of the Dharma. And similarly, if one is able to understand properly about what is meant by bodhicitta, and one wishes to have a genuine wish to achieve bodhicitta, by understanding the definitions of bodhicitta, and the purpose of generating the purpose of achieving bodhicitta, then one is said to be enter into the Mahayana path, the Mahayana practitioner. One become a Mahayana practitioner. So whether or not the individual is practitioner of the Dharma or individual is practitioner of the Mahayana Dharma, it entirely depends upon what kind of motivations and you know intentions that one is cultivated. So without having any genuine motivations or intentions, even if one engages in the practice of the Mahayana Dharma, and one will not become a Mahayana practitioner, or the one's practice won't become a Mahayana Dharma as well. So first, you know, one need to think about, it's important to understand why we're taking refuge in individuals, for what purpose we're taking refuge in individuals, and what will be the result having you know taken refuge in individuals. And then one thinking about the renunciations we talked about earlier, why we need to generate renunciations, and what will be the result having achieved renunciations, and so on. Then this will so it is not again you know just simply you know, enough just by having faith and, you know, devotion to the three jewels. It is, you know, always more effective to really think about and contemplate and think of all the reasonings why we are taking refuge in three jewels. What purpose? What will be the result having taken refuge in three jewels? Does it really make sense to us to take refuge in individuals? And if one is able to generate a genuine faith and devotions based on all those reasonings, then your faith will become irreversible, and it become a very firm, you know, very firm, and that is called what we call irreversible, you know, faith. Based on reasonings, then with this kind of quality within you, will then advance your spiritual practice from one, you know, step to another step.
So
So here, you know, one's practice must be begin from taking refuge in individuals, taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, right? So why we take refuge in Buddha? Why we take refuge in Dharma? Why we take refuge in and Sangha? So it is, you know, through this, whatever the practice that one may undertake, so long as it is the one's practice belongs to the practice of the Dharma or the Buddha Dharma, then one needs to be taken, you know, practice must be on the basis of taking refuge in individuals. Otherwise, you know, regardless of what kind of, you know, profound sadhana or and the verses that one may recite, and this may not become a practice of the Buddha Dharma, because you are actually lacking the foundation of taking refuge in individuals. So everything that you practice must be taking refuge in individuals. As we mentioned earlier, that seeing Buddha as a physician and whatever the medication that has been prescribed by the Buddha, one needs to, you know, take those medications and you know, associate with the Sangha communities who really assist you to your spiritual path. So here, the fervent faith or the irreversible faith must be really generated on the basis of reasonings, right? Because if there's no reasonings, then if one just have I have a faith or I have a devotion, then this will really become a blind faith. And, you know, it is not a very stable faith. And it may be your faith may, you know, change in no time because you have no reasoning behind. So therefore, you always need the reasonings why you are taking refuge in teachers, why you have generated faith and why you have generated devotions to those to the three jewels. So this kind of reasoning, faith based on reasoning must be generated by receiving the teachings, and not only just receiving the teachings, but one need to find the authentic texts or the books of the Buddha Dharma books, so that you can study and you can understand all the reasonings. So Kisla said he will stop here with this today, and if you have any questions. If you have questions, then, you know, no hesitation, ask questions, and if not, then we'll stop here today. Dedication prayers.
So in the long room, we've been talking about developing five virtues and trying to live those and practice those in our daily life. And then in the same volume of the long room, like in the mix of dependent origination, it says that even holding on to views of ethical conduct can be seen as grasping, which leads you to, again, the cyclic of karmic existence. So The question comes, how should we think of what seems like a kind of impossible
situation? I got it. It's a good question, actually. Lamrim Nalia, Tajik Soso gave it late to go to slide out down. Taigin ma gave it surely a low choy at the Mongusum Yorubas. Check, Chishin Tensunis on the anti pet sudden soya down the Mongusum Yorubas. Lamrim Pejitaran. That me give on ma to the Lamrim, give me on ma the 10 day cut of matu on the Tandati, Chick Soso, Tombus. Penetrum Suyan is on the Enchic Corpinji glitch, I guess, Chichi Sunshas. Take hundreds. Tangbudilia, Sudum Suyata, Shin, Tensuja, and Tiki, the Kanga Kivilis, the Yahoo, the Tichego Sumber was. Then we get Tenden and Malay and Gorwa, big one. Tenden and Malay on the Enchic to get the coaching Kasa Kanda, Sudum Suya, the any. コアペンジェグレチャゴレスングドスんでゴトムグドスコアペンジェグうん。チリスンやってた。うん。それペンジディングコアピンコアガヘンデロア。コアネブテヘデロア。チリスンズ。あれ。ちょっと右中央スリムスワでコアペンジェロア。右中央チリスンで。うん。コアルマだけコアカンドコアペンジェ。だんだ。あの、かんだ。だ So, he's like saying that if one's practice of virtue is based on understanding of dependent originations, understanding of lack of inherent existence, then this will become a cause for cyclic existence. Otherwise, if you lack the understanding of dependent originations, or lack the understanding lack of inherent existence of things and event, then whatever the virtuous actions that you may do will become a virtuous actions actually, but this doesn't really become a cause for liberation and the enlightenment. It will become a cause for, further, rebirth in cyclic existence or the samsara. For instance, let's take it, observation of 10 virtuous actions. And those 10 virtuous actions itself is actually the virtuous actions, but those are the cause that leads to a higher rebirth. So this is actually, in other words, it's really a cause for taking refuge, taking rebirth within the cyclic existence or the samsara. So the question is, one's observation of ethical conduct must be based upon understanding of dependent originations.
So we'll say the dedication prayer beginning with the prayers after teachings on page 23 in the Magala and on page 24. And then we'll skip to auspicious wishes on page 28. And
Lambo Chujiro Tomo Aji.